702.
702 for the curious
on 92.7 and 106 FM.
And it is 13 minutes past seven, as we do at this time of the morning on Weekend Breakfast on a Saturday. We talk motoring. Babi Mabele, our resident car expert, is in studio. Babi, good morning.
Morning, Mifile.
Hey, Babi. You know, the festive season is definitely upon us.
Yes.
And we know what this means. We know that it means millions and hundreds and thousands of South Africans will be on the road, will be traveling, will be going to either go on holiday because, you know, we're due for a time out and for some relaxation, or we'll be traveling to go back home and see family that, you know, we haven't seen in months and months and months. But either way, the most depressing aspect, I think, for me for this time of year is working in radio and television and the media. This is what we'll be doing. Effectively, we're going to be watching and setting up a count of road fatalities and road accidents. What an absolutely morbid time, because on the one hand, we're celebrating, you know, the festive season or the spirit of Christmas, if you're religious. But at the same time, this is what we'll be doing as part of our jobs, watching, you know, how recklessly we've been behaving on the roads as well. So what we're talking about today with you is exactly that, the festive season being upon us, but really things to bear in mind before you set off on the roads, right? And as you travel to visit or relax.
Yes, of course. I mean, what we're going to be discussing today are just a few pointers on how you can make sure that your vehicle is ready and that you yourself are ready as well to get on the road, onto your journey. But of course, there are external factors into play, other people on the road as well that you have to consider.
Mm-hmm.
So to your point, these things do happen where we experience road fatalities. It's not a new thing. It's an annual thing. It's sad. The numbers keep climbing or they keep decreasing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, these tips are just to make sure that you are, you know, you have the 6-point check on your side and you're ready for the road ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we can't take for granted this message and this messaging every single year. So let's get started. The things you need to check in your car before you start that road trip. We're starting with fluids. Yeah.
Yes, just to jump onto fluids, you have to make sure that, you know, the fluids in a vehicle are, first of all, you need to take your vehicle in for assessment before a long journey, especially if you're driving, for instance, from Johannesburg to Durban or to Cape Town.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that, you know, you inspect the fluids in your car. This is being oil. This is being the water inside your vehicle, in your engine as well, to make sure the levels are correct and that you do have, or you have them replaced as well, so that, you know, they'll be right and fine for the journey ahead.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we're talking oil and coolant there. When you say take it in for an assessment, where would you recommend?
I would recommend you taking this to your dealership where you bought the vehicle. If it's a secondhand vehicle, you can take it to any, you know, authorized service shop and they'll be able to check this for you. There is a minimum fee involved, of course, with checking your vehicle, unless it's still under warranty with your dealership where you bought it from, where they can have it checked for you. Make sure you replenish the fluids and it's the correct type also in your vehicle, and that you're ready for the road.
Mm-hmm. Very, very important, those lights.
Yes. You have to make sure. I mean, if you're looking at your bobs can cost less than 10 rand. So you do not have an excuse to be driving around with a dead light.
Yeah.
Especially this festive season. It's safety aspect. It's not just for you to see the road ahead, but also for other drivers and, you know, as well as, road users to see you when you're driving on the road. So it's a safety feature. Make sure that all your lights are working. Have your friend, have your cousin, have your family relative, or even your sibling, your kids check your lights for you, check them out, you know, indicate to your left, indicate to your right, check your brake lights out, make sure that they're working perfectly fine before you head out on a journey.
Because this is something anyway that you will be checked when you get stopped at a roadblock or some kind of traffic stop, and it's the first thing I think that most law enforcement officers, traffic officers head to.
Definitely.
So if you need an inducement, you know, as if your safety wasn't enough, if you need an inducement, then this is definitely it. Wipers, pretty simple and straightforward, but often neglected, as we know in this weather that we're experiencing.
Very, very much so.
Yeah.
I mean, if your wipers leave a streak or they're not cleaning your windscreen as clearly as it used to, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You should know by now that, you know, there's a problem. You need replacement on your wipers. So look out for those signs. Make sure that you do replace them. Again, the cost for wipers is not so absorbent, similar to your lights. So you can factor them into your journey or your holiday spending. Make sure you factor them in and have them replaced checks as well with any other, you know, abnormalities on your car before you head out.
Mm-hmm. And the most important, the fundamental, the thing that keeps that vehicle on the road, wheels and tires.
Yes. It's very important, imperative to check your tire thread. The depth is something that people actually they do not know how to check. Where to check. Others don't know how, where you check it. But essentially, I would recommend, you know, about 5 millimeters of, you know, tire thread depth on your tires. And yeah. That's when you know they're correct. How you can check this is that you use a 5 rand coin. You insert it into your depth of your tire.
Uh-huh.
And then if the tire depth, or rather tire reaches, you know, the tail of the Buffalo, then you know that the tire is fine. If it's underneath that, then you know you have a problem. So at roadblocks, they'll check that as well.
Uh-huh.
So you
using a 5 rand coin.
You can use a 5 rand coin as a measure, just to be safe.
I like how precise this is. If it reaches the tail of the Buffalo, right? You've got no excuses.
Yes.
You know now.
You know that it's perfectly fine. But if it's below that, then you have a problem. Look at replacing those tires. It's very, very, very imperative that you do. A friend of mine actually had a tire burst this week. So, it was from a tire thread. It was very low.
Sure.
So make sure that you do check them, especially with this rainy weather and that everything is fine before you head out.
Just a quick one. I mean, for people who've, never experienced a tire burst, what to do in that situation? Cause it's incredibly scary.
It is.
And at first, often I think people just, it's those first few seconds are just a matter of what just happened. What is that bang?
Exactly.
What do you do?
What people do and what they do wrong is commonly brake very hard because it's a shock. You do not know what to do.
Your first instinct,
yes, is to brake very hard and just stop the vehicle because it's unsafe. It is unsafe, but rather brake slowly because if you brake hard, your car will swerve and it might cause an accident due to bump into other drivers on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you brake slowly and move out of the way. If you are further on the right lane, make sure that you move into the yellow lane. If you're on the left-hand side, make sure you move into your yellow lane on your left-hand side.
Yeah.
But make sure that, you know, you do check all your passengers are safe, yourself, you are fine, and that you move, cautiously out of the way for other drivers.
Absolutely. So no hard braking in that instance. All right. What else do we need to be looking out for?
Sure. I would say it's the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
This one people overlook because, let's start here. When you have a new vehicle or a vehicle that's still new, you will find that your brakes will make a squeaking noise. This is generally just dust particles in your brakes.
Mm-hmm.
But if it happens more, on a regular and it's not going away, then you know that your brakes have a problem. Please do take them in and have them checked, inspected by a technician, by an authorized dealership or a fitment center. Make sure that you do have them checked out and replaced because brakes are, I would say, one of the most overlooked aspects when it comes to your vehicle.
Yeah.
Make sure, that you do have them replaced. Costing for these may vary depending on the model of your car as well, whether you want ceramics or your normal standard brakes. So, I would say if there's a noise or unusual rather, crackling or on the tires, make sure that you do have them checked out before you head out on your journey.
All right. Fantastic. And then there are those usual things that, we need to be, cognizant of, which is your sort of safety check, right? What to have at hand, whether it's the triangle, the spare wheel.
Yes.
What else should we be taking into consideration?
Well, make sure that if your tires or your wheels rather make use of a key to unlock for the bolts, make sure that you do have the key handy before you head out. Most people do not even know that their tires, make use of a
key. Until it's too late.
Until it's too late in your journey. Make sure, double check that it does use a key. If you're not sure, please do check it into your dealership. They can do the inspection for you and just do the check while you have it in for a standard, check before your journey. Make sure you have the key handy, of course. And then make sure that you have all your necessary, your triangles, all those kind of necessities or other tools that you'll need to make sure that should you have a tire burst or your car just breaks down, then you know how to check and make sure you can repair it yourself before calling an AA. Of course, it's a nice to have, AA around on speed dial.
Oh, but Bubby, my nails, my manicure, come on.
There you go. But in some instances, you may find that you are very, very far out on a long stretch of road and AA will take about a few hours to get to you. So if it's something that you can do by yourself, you do know how to do it. I'm not saying YouTube it. Make sure first you do know how to do it. And then you can be on your way.
Yeah, it's an absolute no-brainer. You're absolutely right. Got a caller, Sai in Midrand. Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, morning. I just wanted to correct your guess. At a roadblock, you don't use a 5 rand coin to check the tread of your tires. They rather use a 100 rand note
That's cool, drink.
Oh,
sorry,
cool, you've drink. Got jokes.
That's cool, drink.
Thanks so much. Thanks for calling in. Much appreciated. That was a nice one. All right, guys, you know, you got to laugh so you don't cry.
Yes.
So listen, Bubby, you had the pleasure of driving the Mercedes-Benz GLE. When was this? Tell me about it.
Sure. It was about 2 weeks ago when we drove the Mercedes GLE 400D. Mm-hmm. It's the SUV line from Mercedes. They finally upgraded it. It looks... First impressions.
Yes.
It looks very sexy. For an SUV, it looks very sexy. It
doesn't... For an SUV, yeah.
I have to say, because most SUVs, when you look at them, they look, it's an obvious mummy car.
Yeah.
So, the GLE 400, it looks very masculine. It looks very grunty. It could take on almost everything. We also know that Mercedes-Benz vehicles, they aesthetically, they're very, very pleasing. Pleasing to the eyes. So they do not look or they want to do a little bit of off-roading, but this one, it looks sexy, but it handles very well off-road. And I took it off to Parys, actually, just to sample it off-road, a little bit of the bumps as well there. It was raining. It was very muddy, but it handled very well. I was very surprised for an SUV. There's a trick that it does. It's actually the suspension. It actually shakes itself out of any tricky situation.
Okay, explain this to us, yeah?
By this, I mean, it's kind of like from the springs or using the springs in the vehicle, it kind of like jumps up and down to literally, I have a video that I will post on Twitter a little bit later.
Because right now I'm thinking of 90s hip hop videos when the guys play with the suspension and make their
same
little...
Same concept.
Oh, wow.
Same
concept. Okay. That's same so interesting. Concept.
Uh-huh. It does that just to rattle itself a little bit and shake itself out of this tricky situation. Mm-hmm. What it does is that it's assessing whatever terrain it's on so that it can move out of the tricky situation if it's in a tricky situation. For instance, mud or you're in a rocky road path. So that's something very cool that I thought that the vehicle does.
And the experience inside the vehicle feels like what?
It
when
feels
that happens?
Like, it feels, it's still comfortable, classic, you know, Mercedes like you're used to.
Yeah.
But then it's not rocky to the point where you're like, no, stop it. I don't want to do this anymore. It's very gentle. You know, the air suspension is there, so it's very gentle. And then it just literally shakes itself out of that situation and keeps on moving.
Very, very interesting.
Very
All
smooth.
Right.
Also very smooth. The drive is very smooth. Excuse me. It has a twin clutch transmission on it. So, making sure that the ride is smooth when you're changing the gears and moving forward. And of course it has the off-road capabilities. So you do not struggle at all. I mean, hauling luggage, especially now over the, you know, holiday period, it's a perfect vehicle for that. The boot space, I don't want to lie, it's very, very big. It's spacious. It can fit almost luggage for about four people. I would say standard family would fit in there.
Yeah.
But if you need more, the trailer, it has a tall bar so that you can go further with your luggage as well.
Okay.
So it's definitely a family vehicle. If you're looking into one, I would say look at a GLE 400D. That's a diesel, derivative of it. Fuel wise, we saw about 11 liters per 100 kilometer.
Yeah.
So it's very efficient as well.
Yeah. And talk to me about the interior. What's the interior like? I mean, I think that's sort of a hallmark of our conversation now. since we're talking about the family aspect and the long distance aspect, what are we looking at?
We're looking at, you know, standard features inside the cockpit. We're looking at that bigger screen as well. It has MBUX that we've seen in previous models from Mercedes. Smart features are there. It has voice recognition. It's based in the cloud, actually, where you can talk to the vehicle and give it instructions what to do using your voice. We saw this when the A-Class came out a few months ago, where you can tell it heat up the car, open the sunroof, etc. Those features are in the GLE as well. There's leather.
Those Knight Rider guys don't know what they didn't know what they were starting.
Listen, we have it now. The technology is here. So it has the leather seats, very, very comfortable from Mercedes. So exactly the same class as you expect from Mercedes, but here it's now in an off-road package in the GLE 400.
All right, fantastic.
Version.
Price points, what are we looking at? And comparatively across the sort of spectrum of SUVs of this nature, a good buy?
It is a good buy. We're looking at about 1.1 million for this SUV. Mm-hmm. Look, I would compare it with the likes of your Volvo XC60. Yeah. This would be the inscription, the higher spec version of it. But it's slightly cheaper. You can get the Volvo XC60 inscription for about 900K. So you can compare here, look at the options that you have in your budget as well, and see exactly which one works for you. Of course, take it out for a test drive before mm-hmm. you do make that decision and see whether it fits into your lifestyle or not.
All right. Fantastic. Pretty cool for an SUV.
Yes.
My goodness, Bappy, you're such a snob. Thank you so much for coming in. It's we'll catch pleasure. Up again with you soon.
Of course. Always.
All right. It's 7:29. You're listening to Weekend Breakfast.